Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 12th.
More Colorado families who qualify for food stamps, the program known federally as SNAP, are getting assistance. That's according to new data compiled by Hunger Free Colorado. But the state still ranks 45th nationally, and some 350,000 Coloradans are not getting help. Kathy Underhill with the group says 44 of the state's 64 counties have made improvements in the percentage of eligible people who access the program.
I think the big thing to remember is that behind all these numbers and percentages are real people. A lot of children, a lot of older adults, some folks with disabilities. And it means a lot of lost grocery sales and lost economic stimulus, as well as more people going hungry.
She points to a growing body of research showing the program improves health outcomes, boosts employment, and helps kids do better in school. Underhill notes, despite improvements, Colorado is leaving millions of federal dollars on the table and loses nearly $270 million a year in grocery sales. Underhill says increasing pay for frontline workers, better outreach, and streamlining workflow helped Colorado reach 59% of people eligible for food stamps, up slightly from 56% a year ago. But the state still falls below the national average of 74%, and Underhill says 1 in 8 Coloradans struggle with hunger.
It would be wonderful if counties could figure out a way to be open in the evening or on weekends and really think about things from the customer or client perspective even more than they do now.
Colorado made big improvements in how quickly counties process applications. The state has faced fines and a lawsuit in the past for not processing applications in a timely manner. In June of last year, Governor John Hickenlooper signed SB 190 into law, a measure aimed at improving the state's performance delivering services. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
No other western Colorado town got more snow during this past storm than Crested Butte, which, according to ColoradoSki.com, got 24 inches of snowfall in 48 hours on Monday and Tuesday. Chad Rich, news director for Rocky Mountain Community Radio member station KBUT, told KVNF News on Wednesday that the storm lasted a lot longer and dropped a lot more snow than that.
Well, this storm has been about 100 inches in 10 days. It moved in really hard and really heavy, and to be honest, hasn't let up in about 10 days. We saw the sun for a brief period of time last Friday, and that was about it. It's either snowing extremely hard at times, or mild, or the winds pick up and it just blows all over the place. It's a pretty serious winter storm. It was a complete nuclear whiteout, where you couldn't see anything, and beginner and intermediate skiers, that's not good for them. The advanced skiers around here, people really like this stuff. We always say there's nothing better than skiing when it's falling out of the sky. But if you're here skiing a couple times a year, or maybe your first or second time in your life, you were probably having a really bad time up there.
The heavy snowfall in such a short amount of time created an unprecedented situation where the Crested Butte Ski Resort had to close due to too much snow. Actually, it was a combination of factors that caused the perfect storm, requiring the resort to close for safety purposes. Crested Butte wasn't alone, as the Pacific storm that wreaked havoc across the Rockies also caused the closure of A Basin less than 24 hours later.
They were having a difficult time keeping up with avalanche mitigation, as well as the safety of the guests. I think a lot of people were crashing and needing some sort of aid. The people that provide that aid are the same people that work on avalanche mitigation. Aside from that, the beginner and intermediate lift closed. So some folks might have been getting on a more advanced lift in extreme Rocky Mountain whiteout storm conditions. They didn't know what they were getting into. They needed help getting down from the mountain for one reason or the other. And those folks that were helping them get down from the mountain are the same folks, the ski patrol, that works on avalanche mitigation and management. The concern was kind of twofold, the safety of the guests on the slope and the safety of the guests below avalanche terrain. And a lot of lifts were broken. The bottom line I heard from patrollers and people on staff was that it was just kind of scary up there. Scary to deal with the situation. It was scary to deal with the number of people. And then you've got the risk of avalanches everywhere. And Crested Butte Mountain Resort is an extremely avalanche-prone mountain with very complex terrain that takes a lot of management.
Rich reported that the resort was opening up more and more terrain for normal ski operations by the hour as of Wednesday, but the town of Crested Butte remained buried beneath layers of snow several feet thick.
Crested Butte is completely buried. There's nowhere to keep the snow. the town crew is working overtime day and night to keep the streets clear. They're doing a fantastic job, by the way. You know, sometimes you got to play the cards you're dealt, and they're playing them as best as you can. They're keeping the snow storage areas open for more snow. We can get around. The buses are getting around great. The bus system is doing a great job of keeping it going when it can. The police and the tow companies have been towing a lot of cars. You have to park on the other side of the road almost every night, and that's for snow removal. So if anyone has failed to do so, their car is probably going to get towed, and it's about a $200 fine right now. But they got to do it so we can plow the streets. Sometimes they just give you a ticket and say, hey, man, move your car, but not now. It's got to go.
Of course, in a classic ski town, the massive snowfall was a blessing in disguise as Crested Butte residents flocked to the mountain to enjoy prime skiing conditions. Rich couldn't wait to hit the fresh powder himself.
As soon as we get off this phone call.
Repeal of the Affordable Care Act without immediate replacement throws the U.S. healthcare system into turmoil over the next 3 years, according to economists. The Urban Institute projects that the most likely plan for repeal would leave nearly 30 million uninsured by 2019, send insurance markets into chaos, and threaten hospitals. Edwin Park with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities predicts insurers will start canceling coverage in the face of billions in losses when there's no longer a mandate to buy insurance. But Park says the largest impacts may come in 2 years when the repeal of Medicaid expansion and the insurance subsidies that help people pay for coverage are likely to kick in.
More than doubling the number of uninsured that otherwise would occur, and that would be a higher number than was in place pre-Affordable Care Act, because of the virtual collapse of the individual market that would result.
President-elect Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress have criticized Obamacare for rising premiums and reduced choice of doctors and insurance options. They campaigned on the promise of immediate repeal, even though the program has just finished its largest sign-up period ever. First up for repeal are the taxes, mostly on high-income households that pay much of the program's cost. Park says they found more than half of these tax cuts would go to millionaires or richer, according to Congressional Budget Office figures. Without that revenue, he says replacing the ACA would be difficult or could mean taking funds from Medicare or Medicaid. Park says that could explain the delay.
The most critical aspect is that there is no replacement plan, that replacement would happen at some subsequent point, assuming there even is a replacement plan.
The Urban Institute projects that by 2019, healthcare providers will have to give four times the amount of uncompensated care they do now. Park says in that year, they'll also lose $146 billion in revenue because they have fewer patients with insurance, which will be a threat to many hospitals.
Rural hospitals in states that have seen improvements because of the adoption of the Medicaid expansion in their states, that would all be reversed and more under ACA repeal.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.